Welcome back to How to Hyperbaric Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Masha. And today I have with me Dr. Patrick Porter from BrainTap. This is a conversation that I really wanted to record for quite some time because I'm using BrainTap technology myself and I'm recommending it to my patients and I'm seeing amazing results. So today I have with me Dr. Patrick Porter, the person who developed this technology, who made it available to public, to patients, to people with chronic disease, also to those who are maybe looking for wellness and health optimization. And I'm going to use this time and ask all the questions that I have and that my audience has about BrainTap. Welcome to the show, Dr. Patrick.
Hey, thanks for having me, doctor. It's great to be here.
Yes, I'm really excited. So I learned about BrainTap from one of my colleagues. I got to try it at one of the conferences. I absolutely fell in love with it. And I'm using my BrainTap every day and I'm seeing amazing results. I'm doing it more for health optimization, but I also believe that it played a big part in my recovery from long COVID. So my first question to you, who else can use BrainTap technology? Who else can get benefit from it?
Well, when we just started designing this technology back in the 80s, we actually were looking at pain clinics because most people don't realize that pain only happens in one brainwave state. We'll probably talk a little bit about brainwaves and how that activity happens. But when we're awake, we're mostly in a state of beta, or we should be actually the more stress you're under, the more beta brainwaves you create and the more that exacerbates the pain. So we were looking at slowing it down. Now, back then, there was no neurophysiology and all of these things we learn about now. So we were using biofeedback. We were trying to get the hands warm, the respiration to slow down, all these things. And so we started using this frequency following response. But then what we found out very quickly was that it actually was really good for reducing stress in general. So if you have chronic stress, and right now, I think, with 2/3 of the world not sleeping, you know, that's the biggest problem we have right now. And that was before COVID. So what is it like now? I would say at least 4/5 of the world isn't sleeping, right? Because only those optimizers are sleeping well, you know, like the biohackers, people using hyperbarics and things like that. People who are really getting rid of this, what's happening with our mitochondria, because people don't have energy to sleep. And I'm sure we're going to get into that a little bit later. And then number three, we find that addiction therapy. My background is addiction therapy. I wrote the program for DUIs in Arizona back in 88. And so my dad was a chronic alcoholic. So I've grew up going to Alateen and learning about addiction. And so I really wanted to help that population. So we have that. And then I would think that we have 47 different ones. I'm not going to go through all of them, but the main ones for clinics, weight loss. We even have programs for like women, for like mind over menopause, for stress-free childbirth to stress-free dentistry. I mean, and then we have a program we did, TBRX, which used to be TB12, Tom Brady's group. They're our partners in sports. So they use it for sports improvement because we do so well. And this is something hyperbaric, of course, works fantastic with, is how we got into hyperbaric was concussions, concussion protocols, and dementia and Alzheimer's. Because when you, BrainTap has been shown to produce 30% more blood flow to the brain. So when we'll talk about that with hyperbaric, of course, when you have more blood flow, more circulation, you're in this, it kind of mirrors what is happening with hyperbaric, but we're going to really isolate it with, because light, just like hyperbaric, we're going to build vasodilation, blood flow, circulation, nitric oxide release, all those wonderful things that happen with hyperbaric. So we're amplifying it in the region of the brain, which is what most people want. And unfortunately, when you stress out or when you're in a state of fear, you're not going to be so receptive to that. So even when you're we've done this with hyperbaric chambers, we've done this with other stressful therapies because the body is under stress and that's how we learn and grow and how the body actually heals. But if we can get the body into a parasympathetic state, the quicker the body can heal. I think the number one thing BrainTap does for people, if they're wondering what are the natural side effects, because there's the worst thing that can happen to somebody is they fall asleep and they get a good nap. Building those glial lymphatic vessels so that the body can detox. And that relates to everything else. I mean, if you think about the brain as the cornerstone of all health and harmony and vitality in the body, it's the master controller. If that's not working right, the rest isn't going to work so well.
Yeah,
that was a long answer.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent answer. And I'm sure you haven't even covered half of the indications. You probably just named the main ones. And I can relate because when I use my brain tap, I always fall asleep. And it's such a good deep sleep nap for 20 minutes. And I wake up like 3 to 4 minutes before the session is over and I feel rested. And if I was feeling stressed before that, the stress is gone. So I'm totally in that parasympathetic mode where my body can heal. So this is what it does, right? It puts the body into parasympathetic mode. It turns brain into that relaxation state as opposed to beta state of stress and fight and flight response. And then the body does its job.
Right. The thing, if you think of brainwaves like Wi-Fi networks, you know, you could be sitting in the world's greatest Wi-Fi network, but if you don't have the code to get into it, you're not going to get to the internet. The same thing's true with health and healing. If you're in a state of high stress, then your mirror neurons that are trying, you can think all you want about relaxing, but if your physiology is still in a state of high stress, the physiology will most likely win. Because it's unconscious. It's part of the subconscious. The conscious mind doesn't control, it only controls 5% of our physiology. So when you think about it's our environment. That's why epigenetics and all of that is becoming so popular. These mirror neurons are always observing our environment. But through vibratory frequency, they call it frequency following response. These mirror neurons actually then imitate that environment. So for instance, when we go to the top of the mountain, and people get relaxed and comfortable, that's because that mountain actually has a resonant frequency of 7.8 hertz frequency. That happens to be theta. So what theta does is it instructs the gut to start to produce GABA. GABA and other neurotransmitters, we're not going to mention all of them, but when it starts to do that, GABA is a precursor to DMT, which gives you that kind of out-of-body kind of experience, that disassociation that we need to get rid of the stress, but it's all natural. It's your own brain. The most powerful pharmacy on earth is being activated. And this is natural to the body. The body does it all the time. The problem is we used to be nomads, right? We used to travel and we used to be outside. We used to get sunlight. We used to, you know, we'd go up into high altitude maybe during certain times of the year. We'd go down to the plains at different times of the year. The body is designed to handle these things, but we don't give it the flexibility that it needs. You know, people basically do the same thing every day and they wonder why they're getting the same results. You know, every day, you know, you've got to change things up to get the body. We really have to stress the body, but we have to find fun ways like hyperbaric or things like that. Now, some people have a natural fear for claustrophobia. So that's one of the reasons we got into hyperbarics at first was to help people through that because we have a session about phobias. And so people were having people listen to that so they could get rid of that fear of being in the tube or whatever they were going to do. And I will say this, when people are wondering, if you're in a Seacrest machine or something like that, and it's full of oxygen, you're not going to use brain tap in that. You're going to use it. But if you can use the nasal, the capillary or whatever, then you can use it then. And we find that it's just under pressure that the body gets those results. And for the brain, you only have to be at 1.2 to 1.7 atmospheres. So, you know, to get that done. Now, of course, for healing bones and that, you're going to take a deeper dive. But for the brain and the nervous system, those are great. That's why the soft-sided really do work well for the brain.
So now that you've touched upon the combination of hyperbarics with brain tap technology, so you use it to help people get over that initial claustrophobia fear that maybe 2% of patients get. But I get patients. My patients are usually chronic disease patients, people with multiple diagnoses, and those people tend to get more claustrophobic inside a hyperbaric chamber because it has to do with other conditions that they have. So they could be helped, right? If they do a brain tap session before a hyperbaric session.
Yeah. And what's happening is think of every cell as its own little universe. It's not separate. But when you're under the cell danger response, which happens to some people, and I'll just use G5 as an example because 20% of the population really have reactions to that. Some people, their cells go into this cell danger response. So I tell people it's like a taking a fire and putting a bunch of wet leaves on top of it. The fire is still smoldering under there, but that's the mitochondria. It's not quite there. So what happens is as they release that fear, as they release that sympathetic drive, then the cells open back up again. They start sharing information because our cells are designed to do something called photobiomodulation. Every cell is basically a light generator. It mitochondria is measured because it's a way we absorb light and we transmit light. Now, we can do that many different ways, and that's really at the very core of what hyperbaric does. It's going to the cells are going to get exercised. So it's cellular exercise, you know, that, and it's hard to get cellular exercise. You can do it through like lymphatic, like the vibration machines, like we use the Sonic at the office as well, just to move the lymphatic system. Cause the lymphatics, and most people don't know that your lymph system does not have a pump. Right. Okay. So it doesn't know how to, so the heart, you know, the heart is pumping the blood around, but the lymph system, it's like a pond. If you don't move it, it's like, that's why it gets algae, and that's what's happening in the body. So when you're exercising the cells, think of it like you're squeezing the cells, releasing the cells, squeezing them. That's what atmosphere does. And so it's training the cells to once again become active. We really work best when we have periods of high stress and then periods of deep relaxation. You know, we need to have both of those. If we don't have both of those, then we could have a problem with our heart rate variability, which is something we measure as well.
So light, sound, and frequency and vibration that we see in brain tap technology, this is what affects mitochondria.
Yes.
And then mitochondria.
Yeah. So giving people people can usually understand light does that because light is absorbed and used, but sound too. So I like to use the example, if you've ever been to a party and maybe you didn't really want to go there, but somebody convinced you to go and you're there and they start playing all your favorite music. And pretty soon you're tapping your toe, you're dancing, and they come over and they go, "Hey, I didn't think you wanted to come." And you go, that's because the cells are absorbing that energy from the sound. Everything is converted to energy, and frequency is also that. That's why there can be sick homes, right? People, like when you're working with mold disorders and things, but the body is really good. If you don't take action, for instance, on a negative environment, the brain starts to think it's normal. So that's why we have so many sessions with BrainTap. Somebody says, why do you have 2,000 sessions? It's because if we've played the same session every time, after the third session, you're not going to get much results. And that's true with everything you see on the internet. I mean, when somebody goes, oh, I listen to binaural beats on the internet. Well, big deal. I know it's going to work once. And usually they don't change. There's no training involved. We've spent our whole career. I mean, we were the first people after Robert Monroe's group with the binaural beats that they use. We used to license his materials, but then he didn't want to do light for some reason. Our ear lights are not just solid lights. Those lights are changing every 2 minutes to a different sophageal frequency. And that frequency is pulsing. So the body is responding, the cells are responding to that pulsing light. So we're not only using sound, but we're using pulsing light. The light is never solid in any of our LEDs. It's always changing. And every session, we have to get creative because now we have 2,000 sessions. So every session is a little different, especially in every series. Sometimes some of the series might be similar because the outcomes are the same. But the whole thing is about how do we challenge the brain, but in a way that's not so threatening. Most people, I would say 99% of the people I talk to, don't realize that you are a light machine. Your body absorbs and transmits light, and it's an 810 nanometer light. So when you think about 810 nanometer light, when you're in the business like I am, that's a healing light. So that means every person you know, if they're at their highest peak potential, they're actually adding to the healing of their family, their friends, their coworkers, just by being in their presence. They don't have to say anything. So we all know those people that when you're around them, you just feel more relaxed, you feel more comfortable, you feel like that's because their light is shining. And it's not a metaphor anymore. Science, in fact, our NIH actually said that we have a biosphere now, which kind of blew my mind, because when I go to India and we work a lot with Ames Bhopal, which last year I was part of a team that was voted Researchers of the Year over there because of the work we were doing with our NeuroCheck in showing ancient traditions and modern technology. We were talking now in every ancient scripture, it talks about that we're light, you know, and now the medical community, science is now showing, yeah, you are light. in that we need to activate our mitochondria, which is our real, and that's not us. A lot of people don't realize that 55% of who we are isn't human. You know, we have the symbiotic relationship. And so that's where the, you know, I tell people, think of it like your spacesuit. You've got this spacesuit, you've got a tear in it. You've got to go heal that. You got to go fix that spacesuit because you're not the spacesuit. You know, you're the energy or the dynamic intelligence or whatever that animates the spacesuit. You're not the spacesuit, but people identify with their body so to such a degree that they start to believe that they are this body. And then that stands in the way of their healing because you have a, there's a potential well beyond. I mean, you've probably seen it in your practice when put people into hyperbaric, it's almost like a miracle happens. What happened? Well, when nitric oxide gets released in vasodilation, blood flow, circulation, nutrients get to the area, the body knows what to do. There's an intelligence there that's beyond our conscious mind. We can think about it and that helps, but we have to have that physiology, psychology kind of connection. The worst thing going to happen is nothing, but we know something's going to happen. You know, there's no negative side effect. What's going to happen? Get more, too much blood flow and circulation? I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think anybody's, I mean, it does happen, of course, if you don't have Ophelia of health and things like that, but in 99.9% of the cases, it's never going to happen. You're not going to overdo it, you know, with the doses that are prescribed.
So in essence, it's vibrational medicine. It's frequency medicine that increases and changes people's vibrations. Is that correct? And now that I'm thinking about it, because we know that homeopathy, for example, is frequency medicine that changes vibrations. And if you keep taking the same dose, you get used to it, you adapt to it, and it stops being as effective. So same happens to brain tap technology. It's really interesting. So it's quantum physics, really. It's not your physical therapy type of thing.
Well, that's why I'm the dean of brain-based medicine at Quantum University, because we take quantum physics and we're applying it to medicine. And you know, when Dr. He wrote the book The Secret Life of Water, where he talked about how you put words or frequencies into water and it changes the structure of water. Well, we're 70-80% water, depending upon what book you read. So your thoughts. When they wrote a book back in the 90s called You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought, it's very true, because we now know, you know, when people back in 2003, when they mapped out the human genome, everybody was so excited. Hey, we mapped the human genome. We know, and we now know that has really very little to do with health, because it's the other 99% that's most important, but that 1%. So could you imagine taking your boards and you only answered 1% of the questions and then they give you your certificate? I mean, that wouldn't happen, right? But now in 2018, they figured out that 99%, the reason they didn't know, they called it junk, right? They called it junk DNA because they didn't know what it was doing, right? What they now know is every 40 seconds, every DNA pair is changing. And it's changing based on everything, not one thing. Like somebody says, this changes your epigenetic, everything changes your epigenetic profile. And epigenetics means basically above genetics. So when you think about that, like they go into the chamber for that 20 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever their dose is, or hour, what's happening is during that hour, their DNA is all changing every 40 seconds. So if we can feed them positive information, they know that words change 3,200 gene expressions. So all these things change gene expression. You know, the food you eat, the conversations you have, the discoveries you make, the books you read, the movies you watch, everything does it. So that's why when you're thinking about what caused my condition right now, it has to be a lifestyle change. It can't be just, I'm going to take this multivitamin, especially like Centrex that basically just flushes down the toilet. You know, we need to feed our bodies. That's number one. And then we need to get movement and breath into our bodies. That's where hyperbaric comes in. That's number two. You got to get the cells to liberate, because if the cells are locked, I call it when somebody can't lose weight, they're probably metabolically locked. Their lymph system is locked up. It can't take out the garbage. We have an incredible pharmacy between our ears that can neutralize pretty much anything. I mean, we're designed to survive, you know, so but if we stay in survivor mode too long, the body starts down regulating. So we need to be in thriving mode. You know,
but I find that technologies really help, because even though we understand it, for somebody who has a chronic disease, it is very difficult to change the way they think on their own. They really need help, whether that help comes from somebody who's doing craniosacral therapy to them. That could be a solution. Maybe it's a homeopathic medicine. Maybe it's a combination of brain tap technology, which I'm thinking to combine it with PMF, because PMF really shakes up the cell, and then do the hyperbarics to feed mitochondria that's now ready to receive all that oxygen, right? To receive that oxygen and bring the inflammation down. So that's how we can help that person and really sort of help them bring to the next level. And that's why I think when people go, I don't know, to holy places and and all of a sudden they get cured just by visiting a holy place, it's because their vibration has totally changed from somebody who is sick.
Our body knows what to do. In other words, it hasn't. It's divinely designed. You know, it's designed to heal. Your brain's designed to heal. Your body is designed to heal. What we have to do is get rid of all of the negatives. You know, you don't have to earn health. That's our body's natural state. You know, you don't, and no matter what you did, I mean, there's always these psychological reasons, people, whatever your upbringing was, mother, father, sisters, teachers, preachers, whatever, whoever told you those things, that's why in brain tap, we're always clearing those things. And we have a series of things. So what I always tell the doctors is, why not do some of the psychological, emotional healing while you're doing the physiological healing, because then you have this powerful connection that happens. It's not just one or the other. There's one thing that, and this is really true for the hyperbaric practitioners, so they can understand it, is every negative emotion has one thing in common: lack of breath. So the one thing that, you know, you can't be angry and breathe. You can't be frustrated and breathe. You can't be depressed and breathe. You have to hold your breath. You have to, and there's an oxygen is so important, because we think in flow. We don't think digitally. Like, you know, we can concentrate and focus on a negative experience, and it can bring about, you know, that's what happens to actors and actresses when they go, they played this role, like that one that played the Joker, then killed himself because he played a crazy person and he didn't know how to get his brain out of that mode, because he played that part so well. Well, everybody's playing their part. If you don't like the part you're playing, you've got to recast yourself. And the nice thing is that you are the producer. You know, you don't have to get permission anymore. There's no one, you can heal because you give yourself permission to do it, because the body and the brain, again, is designed to heal. There's no secret formula other than to be in the right place. So when you're thinking about, you know, most problems we have today is inflammation, you know? So how do you get rid of inflammation? Well, you got to get more blood flow circulation in, you know, you got to get the right thing into the body, because the body knows how to deal with that inflammation. It's not taking statins, which are going to strip out the fat in your brain and cause onset dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, nobody has a shortage of statins in their body. You know, people are always looking for the pill without the skill. And we want to look at how can we activate our body naturally. And that's why I really, my wife was going after surgery, we took her out to California to do hyperbaric with a friend of mine who has O2 labs out there. And that's when we started doing testing at first. And we saw her numbers, her healing numbers, because we can measure the energy in the body through the NeuroCheck. And it went up 70%. In one hyperbaric session. And then, of course, to maintain that, you have to do something every 72 hours. So, and I said, wow, this is incredible, because now you're not only, and you're under pressure. So the body is having to adapt. And that's, our body is adaptive, just like our brain. So but if we can stay in that parasympathetic state instead of the sympathetic state, you know, and I show a picture when I'm doing my talks that has two people on a roller coaster, and one person's smiling and happy, having a great time. The other person's screaming, because, you know, she was probably convinced to get on the roller coaster by the one that's smiling and happy. So it's the same experience, but one person's creating those brain chemicals that are actually hurting them. The other one's creating brain chemicals that are healing them. So it's the same experience. So that's why when you say have somebody listen to brain tap before they get in the hyperbaric, because if their mindset can be, hey, this is a healing experience, now the genetics will now upregulate, and they'll start healing because that's what the body's designed to do.
So how can a brain tap augment and increase hyperbaric experience? What does it add? And
well, the biggest
thing is, we should add it because timing is important.
Yeah. Well, we, like you said, we don't really get in the way of doctors and how they prescribe using it, because everybody, you know how your patients will respond and things like that. But from our experience, we found that if somebody is fearful or stressed about it, or they come in stressed, because we will do a measurement with them, then we'll have them do it beforehand. Because if they have a lot of restrictions in that, and they get in there and then they restrict even more, and they don't breathe. So we're going to, we might even have them listen to, we have over 100 sessions just on breathing on BrainTap. If you put in breath, you'll see a lot of breath. So some people just don't know how to breathe. When you're sitting talking to them and your intake, and they go, you know, and they're catching their breath, they don't know how to breathe. So if they're in there by themselves, we'll tell them, we want you to practice the 4-8 breath. That's my favorite because it's easy, and people, and they go, well, what do I do? I said, well, and we have a little meditation called So Hum that we use. So I'll say, just breathe in So, breathe out Hum. That gets their monkey mind out of the way. And if they're not using BrainTap in the chamber. Now, if they're using the chamber, then they might go through a series in the chamber, like maybe the Vibrant Health series or one of the other Life Mastery series, or the the Brain Fitness series if they're going through the concussion protocol or something like that. So when if they're somebody that, like in sports, their time is really valuable and they don't have a lot of time at the clinic and they just want to, you know, they want to do it all now. We've even been able to do light pad therapy and brain tap. And because the more we can get light into the body, at the same time, you're opening up and creating that vasodilation, blood flow, circulation, nitric oxide release, all those things. It basically, it's not 1 + 1 = 2 anymore. It's 1 + 1 = 5. That's why when somebody comes in and they say, you know, I want to try hyperbaric, I'm going to do one session. You go, you can try one session. You might get a miracle happen. But the reality is that 40th session is going to be not 4 times more. We're talking about thousands of times more effective than the first time. Because first the body has to learn how to experience that. And then what it'll do is it'll start anticipating it. It'll start building the supply lines because it says, hey, we're under pressure. We need to keep a certain pressure in our body. So now what does BrainTap do? It's going to do the same thing, but not under pressure. We're trying to wake the brain up so that its neural pathways, the neuroplasticity will happen. So we know that with hyperbaric, you're going to get more neuroplasticity. That's one of the key things why they use it with concussions and things like that, and in dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to give light energy. Now they're going to do the same thing. So I can't say that, but the thing is that now we're going to amplify it. Our cells, once they're filled with energy, they share that. That's called photobiomodulation. It says, here's the energy. I have enough. You get the next amount. And if the body is totally lit, which means every cell is activating its highest potential, then the body will reflect that energy. It won't keep that energy. It will broadcast it out to the world. That's what we do. And that's a scientific fact. It's not a metaphysical concept anymore. And so what happens when our cells are in cell danger response, our energy actually dampens, you know? And so some people, our cells are always absorbing energy. So when that person says, when I'm around these certain people, I get so tired, I don't have energy or whatever. That's because they don't have the energy to produce a projection. They're like energy vampires. They don't realize it, but they're absorbing.
Yes, that's true. Interesting. I always thought, where does it come? Why do people become energy vampires? So to summarize it, you can use hyperbarics and brain tap separately as two different technologies. However, when they use together, they act synergistically. So 1 + 1 = 5, which it always does when you use natural therapies with the best intent. And you have a 72-hour window when you introduce the light. So really, if you do brain tap and then hyperbarics somewhere within, let's say, 24-hour period, we are synergizing both therapies.
Yeah. Yeah, what we do to amplify the effect too, because water is so important, we talked about that before, is we use hydrogen water as well, because that gets the krillions going in the brain and all that too. So, and most people unfortunately come in dehydrated. You know, and we need to, they don't understand it, that a lot of their, there's a really good book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And they go, I drink coffee all day long, or I drink sodas all day long. And I go, well, I said, you can have all the coffee you want, just drink 3 glasses of water to get back to normal. And they go, what do you mean? I go, well, it's a diuretic. It's not, you're not really, you know, there's a lot of reasons that we want to do those things. But, and then of course, anything you can do nutrition wise is going to help this out, you know, because the body, if the body's stressing out because of the food you consume, it's going to have to work on that rather than work on healing. That's why one of the best things you can do, if you can do it, if you don't have blood sugar problems, is to eat less, you know, eat less, so that most people overeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people overeat. Dr. Porter, thank you so much. It was such an interesting conversation. I love when it goes into quantum physics and frequency and vibrations, because I truly believe this is where healing is. We still need to use physical therapies, but that's where it's going. And I hope my listeners have a better understanding on how to combine brain tap with hyperbarics. If you don't have a brain tap yet, there's a link in the podcast description to get a brain tap set. And we have a discount code for you specifically, especially for How to Hyperbaric podcast listeners. I'm really excited. I want the whole world to start using it, because it gives such an amazing effect of relaxation. Even if nothing else, it's enough to have somebody who is really stressed to finally move into that parasympathetic mode where they can start healing. And I want to wish you all the best, and especially in your investigations, because you are an investigator and creator and a scientist. So you always come up with this new things that we as doctors and patients can keep using, and people will get better. Because I do believe that when people feel better physically, mentally, and emotionally, we have an opportunity to create a much better world.
I'm on a mission to better a billion brains. And I think that the Maharishi said it best. He said, you're at we only need the square root of 1% of the people doing this, and we can change the planet. Because I do believe that if you change the families, it's going to change the world. So we need to change ourselves and then help our families. And we need to bring more peace, more love, more positive energy into our world, for sure.
We do. And if we can do it to one person, 10 people around that person will get better, because that That's energy right. will emanate and people will feel it. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful, please give us likes, because it will allow more people to see it and learn about this amazing technology.